Come in, traveler. The storm is so fierce that we didn't think anyone would be traveling today. I am the only one here left awake at this hour. Yes, we have rooms. All of them, actually. There's some lamb stew and bread I can bring for you. I don't have change for something like that, sir. You could have all the rooms and the food in our larder for this. Oh, thank you, sir. You are most generous. I'll fetch stew and fruit and cheese and mead for you right now. Please, take off your cloak and warm yourself by the fire while I do so. Here you be, sir. Well, yes, I just might be the innkeep's daughter. Or perhaps I am the king's daughter, secretly mingling with the common folk. How can you be sure? My name? For that gold you gave me, you may call me whatever you wish, generous sir. Princess? I like that, sir. Much better than hey you or wench. So, you humor my claim of being the king's daughter. So be it. And what may I call you? A bold name, or boast, or both, sir. But Loki it is, then. You seem to be a charmer, just like him, although younger looking than I imagined him to be, which is perhaps why I found myself drawn to him. Only, that is strange. Here, by the fire, you look older than you first did. I mistook you for a man several years my senior, but now you could perhaps be my father. Oh, no, it's not unpleasant at all. I prefer the mature look. I'm just not sure why I thought you looked so much younger before. Yes, I will sit with you while you eat, sir. You are our only guest, and a little banter and attention are certainly your right at this point. Only, please, don't get the idea that there's more being offered for sale than a room and some food and drink. This dress is just to attract looks, compliments, and tips, but not hands. What is that? That, sir, is my chest. That's not for rent either. Oh! Sorry. That could be a cross, perhaps, or a hammer, whichever you prefer. Between you and me, it's whichever one that will keep you from trying to save me from the other. But given the name you are using, I take you as one who follows the old ways, or at least one that still remembers them. I thought so. My grandfather used to tell me stories, but that was long ago. And folks aren't as likely to share them around the fire as they once were. Well, you don't look much like my grandfather, but perhaps you could tell me some stories just the same. You do look a little like him, but younger. And your hair does not have the dashing gray streak in it as is. Wait, it does seem it does after all. I guess sleep befuddles my eyes. Sit on your lap. That is something my father would frown upon, and against my rules as well. But you are correct. I used to sit in my grandfather's lap when he told his tales. I guess my sitting on your lap while you told me stories would not be much different. You remind me more and more of him. You have eyes just like his. Old, but young at the same time. Wise, but mischievous. Tell me your namesake. As a young girl, well, younger girl, he was the one who stood out the most. A troublemaker, just like me. Always struggling to get along with her family. A little bit naughty and a little bit dark. But he fought against the high and mighty. Showing them that they were not as perfect as I thought they were. I can't. I'm not supposed to drink with the guests. But then again, I'm not supposed to sit in their laps either. And you're not a typical patron. Grandfather would give me a sip from his cup. So if you did the same, there would be no harm. Nor would there be harm in my continually refilling your cup after the gold coin you gave me. Tell me of Loki's conquests. Not in battle or with his wits, but in bed. Grandfather would always scold me if I asked too closely about such things. Loki had boasted of bedding many of the goddesses, and it always rang true to me. If any god could seduce anyone they wanted, it would be him. Isn't seduction just a type of trickery? And this is why I just can't find much comfort in the priest's religion. What fun is there in a face centered on a virgin birth? Tell me any of them, Freya or Sif or whichever of them he may have shared a bed with, or with the Jotun, or even a mortal girl such as myself, if such a thing ever happened. But why would a god want a silly human girl when he could have a goddess or a giantess? At the church, when everyone else was praying to their new god, I was praying to an old, praying that they were still around and not bound in a cave somewhere, or perhaps never had existed in the first place, that someday they would come and visit with me. Sorry, sir. I mean, Loki. Just a young girl's fantasies, I guess. But please, tell me about the trickster's loves. Tell me who and why, and most importantly, how. That's the most important detail. The one that keeps me awake at night, thinking about it. The church doesn't like people talking about that kind of thing. You look hesitant. You are a paying guest, but I am asking you to provide the entertainment. You already paid for the room and board, so I cannot offer you those in exchange. Nor am I quite willing to return that gold coin you gave me. Or maybe you are not properly in the mood for such tales, even with my bottom on your lap. I could provide incentive to you, perhaps. I told you earlier that these breasts were not for rent, but they are still mine to do with as I please. Perhaps I could let you caress them in exchange for your skill as a storyteller? There. I take it from that we are agreed then. But do not get the wrong idea. Under this revealing dress is an innocent girl, and my parents' room is but down the hall. Please, continue with the story. Tell it as if it is about yourself, if you wish. Tell me about how the gods have sex. Oh, your words are so descriptive. I've never listened to such intimate recountings before. It's as if you were actually there when Loki made love to her. I scarcely mind now how your hand has reached under my dress. I truly am a pure woman, despite my wanton curiosity. You do believe me, don't you? You say you do, and I believe you, but I will not let there be any doubts as to my virtue. Let me show you your room, and then I can prove to you how carefully I guarded my virginity these last few years as both my body and men's interests blossomed. Our best room, our best bed, but you will find me softer still. So take me to your bed and take me, Loki. You will not mind if I pretend you are a real god? I could pretend to be a real princess if you wish. In the flickering candlelight, as you carry me, you look so young again. The age is gone from your face and the gray from your hair. I would think one or both of us bewitched. Surely would explain why I lie here before you, lifting my skirt for your impish gaze, spreading my legs for your slim but powerful body. See? I did not lie when I said I remained chaste. Until now. If you need further proof, look at how clumsily I move under you. But you will find me eager and quick to learn. My passion is not that of a virgin. It is silly, I know, but you would tell me if you were really him? If I was truly worthy of his attention, to be made love to you by one that had lain with goddesses. That smile and the circumstances of tonight tell me all I need to know. Your appearance shifts now as well, becoming less mundane. Did you hear the prayers I made in church when I should have been thinking of another god, or the louder devotions I made to you in my room, thinking about joining with you like this? Then let me offer another prayer to you, Loki, my loudest, most earnest one yet, one that I hope you will answer in kind. Hold me tight, Loki. Those arms have held goddesses. Now let them hold me. Keep me warm in a way neither fire nor blankets can. Make me feel safe in a way that doors and locks cannot. I don't know where you're going from here, Loki. I don't care, really. Just take me with you. This world is too new for me. I want the old ways. I want to be your lover. It may not be the only one you have, but I do not care. There is nothing here for me. Well, I can't have everything with you. Please? Oh, thank you. We can leave when the storm breaks, but until then, let me keep you entertained. And perhaps one day you can tell another lustful young girl our story.